Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live and live streaming on MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly Roberts. It is Friday, January 27th, 2023. Welcome to our final hour, which is going to start off horribly uncomfortable.
Oh, baby.
I love this so much. We're getting ready to play our new game, Ditch, Date, or Dabble, where the three of us take three names and decide whether we're going to ditch them, date them, or smooch them, dabble them. Mm-hmm. Then Holly has a dirt alert and more. So let's not waste any time. Oh, and by the way, if you want to submit a threesome, which just sounds hysterical, if you want to submit a threesome for us to pick through, email us right now via the show page at mytalk1071.com or tweet us like so many of you have, and you are all very naughty.
Ooh, yeah.
You're all very naughty. So, Holly, roll that beautiful bean footage. Here's Ditch, Date, or Dabble.
The way I see it, you have three choices.
Time for the newest Jason and Alexis game, Ditch.
We gotta ditch him.
Date.
I would date him.
Or Dabble.
I've been known to dabble.
Which will it be?
Okay. Wow. It is time for Ditch, Date, or Dabble. You ready for this, Lex?
Yep. As ready Ollie. As we're going to be.
Ollie, you ready for this?
Oh, God, I'm already clenched.
I know. My butthole is already just horribly, yes.
It's closed for business.
Okay, we're going to start with an easy one. This one comes from new grandpa, Phil Jones. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Ditch, Date, or Dabble. The BK King, Ronald McDonald, or Colonel Sanders?
All right.
Okay. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll start off.
Go for it.
Goodbye, Ronald, you creepy ass clown. I'm ditching Ronald. I don't want to look at you. I don't want to sleep with you.
Yep.
I am totally getting down with the king. I am dabbling with the king. And I'm marrying Colonel Sanders for his money. I'm dating Colonel Sanders for his money.
That's exactly my choices there, too, Jace.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that clown can go.
Go.
Be freaky, freaky. And the BK King, yeah, I mean, might be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Colonel Sanders, I mean, look at him.
Yeah, he could be, you know. Yeah. Holly Roberts?
I'm going to ditch the BK King because he's got that weird look on his face perpetually all the time.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
look at it. I'm going to date Colonel Sanders because he looks like a nice guy. He could just hang out with. Yeah. Maybe he'll share his secret recipe with me if we get close enough.
And little pillow talk, Holly?
Yeah, little
chicken pillow talk?
That's right.
He's closer to death.
Yeah. And I'm going to dabble with Ronald McDonald, but I have a caveat.
What's that?
Yes.
It can only be the Willard Scott version.
Oh.
Okay, that's a good... Oh, you little trickster there. I saw
only
what you did
the
there.
The Willard Scott version.
Oh, which is slightly less creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Lex is Googling it right now.
I'm looking at him now. Yeah.
Yeah, Lex, I'm still confident in our choices.
Yeah, I'm still...
Yeah. It has to be good. Yeah. It's Willard Scott.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to just dive into the pool, the cold pool. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Here's our first uncomfortable one. Amelia Santinello, Frank Vassalero, and Hose Beast Amy Daniels.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Okay, you know what? Okay. Are you guys, Lex, you ready? Go.
Yeah, as ready as I'm going to be, I guess, here.
Ditch, date, or dabble?
Sorry, B. Arthur, you got to go. I love you, but bye. That's just weird, dating your boss, or doing anything with your boss, even though we love her. I am going to marry Amelia and dabble with Frank.
It's a quality choice, Lex. I'm not criticizing. You know what? I'm not hating on that one.
Okay.
Holly Roberts?
Well, I'm ditching Frank. Bye.
Okay.
Bye, honey. I'm going to date Amy Daniels, because you know what? We're going to get takeout food and we're going to watch British procedurals together.
Ah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm going to dabble with Amelia Santinello, because allegedly, supposedly, she's got a great shoe collection, right?
She does.
Okay. Oh, her whole closet.
So we're going to try on shoes and have some fun.
Okay.
Okay.
I might surprise you with mine.
Okay.
I'm going to ditch Frank.
Oh.
Because I love that man, but I know him so well that it just seems weird to date him or ditch him. Or date him or dabble with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to date Amy Daniels because I want her house.
Oh my gosh, that's such a good reason. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. B. Arthur has a new house and it's fabulous. So I'm going to date her. I'll slip a little bit of liquid plumber in her soup and then I'll take the house. There we go.
Oh, wow. Then, homicide.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just was going for a light tummy ache, maybe. Yeah. And Alexis, you escalated it to death. Well.
Okay, fine. A teaspoon of liquid plumber. How's that? Just a little bit in her. Just a little bit in her clam chowder. Uh-huh. Not a lot. Right. Yeah. And
just
then I'll dabble.
Be there.
Now she's like my sister, but she's gorgeous. So I'm gonna, if I have to have a choice, dabble with Amelia. I'll kiss her. She's beautiful. That woman actually gets more beautiful. So there.
She does, yes.
Yeah, there we go. Ditch, date, or dabble. Huh? Nick Cage. Steve Buscemi.
Oh.
William H. Macy.
Oh.
Oh. Nick Cage. Steve Buscemi. William H. Macy.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I would dabble with all three of them.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
Ew. No. No, Lex. No, Lex.
Interesting,
I don't think so, Lex.
There. Okay.
Holly, go. All you right. start
what
this
would you
time.
Do, Holly?
Okay, all right. Gonna ditching William H. Macy. Bye, honey. We'll see you later.
Okay.
Going to date Steve Buscemi. He seems like a genuinely nice guy. He was a firefighter. He's got stories.
Yeah.
I'm going to dabble with Nicolas Cage. No, you guys weren't on the Colleen and Bradley show. Dabble him. Because there are a lot of blind items about Nick Cage and his love of fish.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
He goes into the fishmonger, buys a fish, goes to the bathroom, leaves without it.
Really?
According to the hot goss on Crazy Dates at Night.
What?
Ew.
I'd still Lex? Dabble that.
Yeah.
He likes dinosaur bones, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to date William H. Macy. Great guy. Love him. I'm going to ditch Steve Buscemi. And for those reasons of just, like, he's like, because he's eccentric. There we go. Yeah. That's my word. Nick Cage. We're going to dabble with him.
I'm going to dabble Nick Cage because if you've ever seen him in The Family Man shirtless, it speaks for itself.
Oh, okay.
And I think he's really kind of, I think he's a little wild in the sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, do
what
you want.
Those artifacts and stuff around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care
it's
what
like
he does.
It's like a museum you walk into.
Is that a dinosaur boner? You're just happy to see me.
Exactly. I'm ditching Steve Buscemi because his eyes, I don't like to like talk about someone's appearance, but I feel like he's hypnotizing me, so I have to ditch him.
Okay,
bye.
And then I'm dating William H. Macy because he puts up with Felicity Huffman, so he has to be a good guy. Yes. Yeah. So he has to be, he has to at the very least be a really nice guy. Okay, here we go. Here's the colleague one. Are you ready?
Oh, we have a colleague one? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's already bad doing our boss.
Donna Valentine.
Okay.
Lori and Julia.
Oh, my gosh.
From Susan. Thank you, Susan.
Oh my god, this is really hard.
This is a hard one. Who wants to begin?
You go first, Jace.
Okay. I'm going to dabble with Lori. Because I've already made out with her, for heaven's sake.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to date Donna Valentine, and I'm going to ditch Julia, only because she's happy now, she's married, she doesn't need anything else. So, I've set her free.
You're setting her free! By ditching her!
Lex?
Okay, I'm definitely dabbling with Lori. I agree with you on that one, Jason.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to date Julia.
Oh.
Yeah. Fun and so loving. Sorry, Donna. You gots to go. She is so particular about everything. I would drive her absolutely nuts. I would drive her nuts.
Oh, my God. You're right.
She would hate me. Yeah.
Oh, can I switch?
She's so...
I forgot about that. Okay, let me hear Holly. I may switch my date. Okay, Holly.
All right.
So, she would hate both of us, Lex.
Yeah,
you're right.
She would.
Oh, well, if that's the case, I mean, yes. I am ditching Donna Valentine, too. But we already spend an hour every day together.
Oh, see?
You know?
Would that
see?
Be weird? Yeah.
Yeah. We already spend quality time together.
Oh, nice. Nice cop out on that one, Holly.
You're welcome.
You're right, yeah.
I'm dating Julia because she's going to take care of you.
Yes.
She takes care of folks.
She does.
Yes, she
and
does.
She is going to take care of you if you date Julia.
Yeah, agreed.
And I mean, duh, I'm going to dabble with Lori.
Yeah.
She's going to, like, show me some things. I'm going to go through the looking glass. I'm going to come out with some knowledge. I'm going to become a woman.
Yeah.
When I dabble with Lori.
Yes.
It's only been 39 years, but that will be the day.
It will be.
I'm still waiting.
Okay. To the accounting firm of Price Waterhouse, I am retracting my Alexis. Alexis has convinced me. I am now ditching Donna Valentine. I am dating Julia, and I'm absolutely dabbling with Lori because I want to walk out a woman too. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's the Turd Alert source. I always do commercials after these segments. A family like no other. I love Nutrisource. I'm so proud to talk about them to you every day. We really are a Nutrisource family. You've seen my social media videos. Lex, Holly, and I, we only do commercials for things that we truly love. We talk about things that we truly love.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
If we don't talk about it, we don't love it. Nutrisource is what we use in our house. And I love the variety that Nutrisource has within its product library. For instance, you can go with the original Nutrisource formula that comes in so many varieties right there. Large breed, puppy, grain inclusive, grain free. Then they have their Pure Vita line, which is limited ingredients, the best ingredients. And then the Element Series, which returns your dog to a primal diet. Find all of these at a retailer near you at NutrisourcePetFoods.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Before we get to this Dirt Alert, I just want to say that Donna Valentine of Donna and Steve, none too happy with the morning show.
Was she listening?
She was. She texted the three of us. If you look at your communication device, Alexis, you'll see it. Donna writes, rude. I'm particular. And I threw Alexis.
Oh, you totally threw me under the bus.
Literally.
Okay, rude.
I threw Alexis right under the bus. I said I had you at first, but blame Alexis. She convinced me that you would kill me if we were married.
Donna, it's us, not you.
That's
You're
right.
Gorgeous and fun and
yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But you would look at us and be like, oh my gosh, you live like this?
Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, I don't want you to see how I live.
You live like this? You eat like this? You what?
Oh.
Oh, she says, always marry the person most likely to be listening.
Very true.
Oopsies.
Well, okay, Alexis, now.
What?
I don't want to convince us. Well, I think she does. Steve is high energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she gets along with Steve.
Yeah.
He's Mountain Dew-ish.
Yeah.
You know, he's Monster Energy drink-ish.
Yes,
you
know.
Yeah.
What are we, Baja Blast?
No, we're a chocolate Yoo-Hoo drink.
We're the Yoo-Hoos.
But, so you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She figures true. Out a way to power him down.
I told you, that was the hardest threesome. Of all.
Yeah,
I know,
but what would happen if Donna Valentine caught me hovering over the fridge and picking the rotisserie chicken carcass?
Well, see? That's what I'm saying.
I feel like that behavior would not be tolerated.
No.
Yeah.
She would ditch us so quickly, it's not even funny.
Because I have sadly never done a show with her, and I don't see her enough. I love her, mm-hmm. but I don't know particulars about her, so I did not know that she was particular. Well, I'm sorry, I did know from hearing from Dawn, you know what I mean? And
yeah, that's where we're, yeah, let's blame Dawn.
Let's blame Dawn.
Blame Dawn, yeah.
Yeah, hashtag.
Yeah, yeah, let's just do that.
Okay. Let's just do that.
Yeah. This is a certain way to, you know, clean things up and do things and, you know.
Uh-huh. We love you, Donna. It's in the Dirt Alert.
I think we just dug even deeper, but okay.
That's
all right.
Okay.
Come on, you Yoo-Hoos. Let's talk about Harry Styles splitting his pants on stage in front of a celebrity crush.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Harry Styles.
He did that on purpose, didn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know. He was performing in Los Angeles last night, and apparently Harry Styles had a wardrobe malfunction, and Page Six, very quick to point out, that his celebrity crush Jennifer Aniston was in the audience.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he was dropping to his knees while he was performing music for a sushi restaurant. Split
as
his
you
pants.
Do.
Made a shocked face to the crowd. And then he covered his tear with his hands and rolled his eyes at his bandmates. And, well, I do want to clarify for folks. It was not a Lenny Kravitz-style pants split on stage.
Okay.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
And he probably had underwear on.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Lenny does not. Lenny.
No. I mean,
no, Lenny.
Yeah, you can go to the internet. They meme that one.
If I'm Lenny Kravitz, I'm not wearing underwear either, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you kidding?
What are clothes?
Clothes.
Yeah. Right.
I would, again, I would go to Walmart.
Just give me a few beads and some string.
What? I'd look for fallen prices.
I took that to an unintended place.
Lex, how many beads and how much string would be necessary?
Four beads are is good, and I want hemp specifically. Some hemp.
Oh, yeah, because he's natural like that.
Yeah, he's natural like that, and wooden beads would be great.
Lex, where would you place those beads?
That's where I went. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Holly. That's where I went.
One, two, and then two down there.
She just pointed at left boob, right boob, and vagine.
Yeah.
Milk, milk, lemonade.
That's right. Now, all four beads might be down low for him.
Four beads? You're going to need to clear out Michael's.
Okay, yeah. We need the 1,000-pack.
Yeah.
So Harry Styles, fine. No word of how Jennifer Aniston felt about the whole incident. Other big headline of the day, top story, Jay Leno in another accident. He revealed this to the Las Vegas Review-Journal in a new interview, saying that he got into a motorcycle accident that left him with several broken bones earlier this month. He got knocked off his motorcycle on January 17th, and now he has a broken collarbone, two broken ribs, and two cracked kneecaps.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh. Yeah, he's okay, though.
Yeah, but still, yeah.
I know.
You just recover from being burned, man.
Well, he's working this weekend, you guys, so you'll be able to see Jay Leno performing stand-up.
Yeah.
That's just his thing. Just keeps going.
Nothing.
Maybe you should ride the bus for a while.
Oh, they're going to cart him in a Hannibal Lecter dolly. Let me tell you, that's how they're going to bring him in.
Yeah. Wrapped in bubble wrap.
Seriously.
Oh, man.
We're going to take a break, dear friends. More stories like this on our website at mytalk1071.com. Stay right there. Our Friday rolls on when we return. Stay with us.
Hey, friends, Alexis for Gens Ryan. I love those guys for being family operated and owned since 1950. Yep, 70 plus years. They can help you with so much heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical. And what's so great with the cold snap, they're open and ready to help 7 days a week. They've got you. Yeah, and that's what's so great. If your furnace craps out on you, don't worry. Call Gens Ryan. Someone will come out and help you because they are your Twin Cities home comfort leaders. They've got you. Reliable, hassle-free, 24-hour service. They've got premium products. They're committed to the community. And, of course, great warranties and protection that's second to none. And right now, if you mention me or my talk, you can save up to $4,000 on a new furnace and AC. Big savings, and there's no harm in getting ready for the summer right now. So go to GensRyan.com, click on schedule it now, have them come on out, and you'll see why I love those guys.
They say in life,
I've never been a fan. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning.
We are so in trouble.
I know we are. Yeah, it's been a while, though. We haven't been.
Well, that's true, I guess.
We haven't been in trouble for a while.
Yeah, that's true. It's time. We're due.
We haven't upset a colleague since, I don't know, October. That was just me. Welcome back, Jason. Jason
all
and Alexis
right.
In the morning.
I blanked that out. Oh, my gosh.
So did I. Lex wasn't here the day I did it. I'm just talking about my mood during Project Down and Dirty. We're so glad you're here on this Friday, January 27th, 2023. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Oh, we are in that Friday state of mind, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
What are the roads? Look outside. Is it still snowing?
A little bit. Hold on a second. Hold on.
You have to get real close. Yeah, Holly's closer to the window.
Holly's going to do a window weather report.
Yeah, the window weather report says that there's some light flurries. But I think most of the snow has subsided.
Okay, good.
Okay.
It's supposed to be blowing today.
Oh, okay. It's supposed to be... Oh, I don't like that. That's almost worse sometimes.
Yeah.
I gotta finish my coconut. I gotta get my coconut cake ready for you two.
Yes! Okay, how did that go last night?
Well, it went. I was a little busy with Dallas, but it's going. And I've now learned... Things are cooling. So now I just have to assemble.
Nice.
Like the Avengers. And Lex, you're not going to get a Lex. So I made this coconut cake for you third hour, folks. If you missed yesterday's show, I've been obsessed. And maybe you're like me. You have this tick in your personality. When I get super focused on something, I have to do it. That's where I'm a little bit like my husband. I give him a hard time, but if I have a mission, I need to perfect it. To which, speaking of my husband, he did remind me that it took me about 11 years to perfect my Papa's biscuit recipe. So he goes, you can slow down a little bit. But anyway, but this is a coconut cake that Lori Barghini told me about in Hawaii, called the Hawakalani Hotel. It's a white cake, a sponge in the middle, a coconut pastry cream, homemade, and a whipped cream topping. Not a buttercream, very light, just basically, it's just whipped cream. Anyway, so we had it, we were in Hawaii, I became obsessed with trying to do it, and I came home and I did one cake, it was a disaster, and then two nights ago, I did it again, and it was a triumph. Yes. Colin said, and he's had the original, he said it tastes just like the original.
Ooh, that's
in Hawaii.
Great, what a
nice
compliment.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. And then I brought a slice in for Jeff. He loved it. So then Alexis, I said, well, I want to bring in one. I made sure that Alexis and Holly both like coconut. They do.
Yes.
But Alexis requested, because she's had a coconut cake, a famous one, and it was like 14 layers. So Alexis requested that I make this cake 14 layers.
Just as tall as you can.
Yeah.
Just.
Because Lex, what was the one? Remind folks, what was yours? You ate it in North Carolina?
South Carolina? Yeah, that's in Charleston, South Carolina at Peninsula Grill. 12-layer cake.
But that's very dense. I was looking at that cake in South Carolina because I went off on a cake tangent because you guys made me all horny for cake yesterday.
Sorry about making
that cake. That one looks very dense.
Yeah.
Jason's cake, very moist.
It's moist and
very
lighter.
Very light.
Yes.
It is.
Oh, and you can see it from the images that you shared with us.
That'd be hard to layer that. So.
Well, Lex, because I love you, I am layering this more for you.
Oh, okay.
I made two sponges.
Nice.
So it'll be not 14 layers. I think you're going to get about 4 to 5 layers out of me.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
It'll be a taller cake for you. So there will be 2 layers of pastry cream for you.
Love it.
That's how it's going to be.
Yum, yum.
And then 3 sponges. 3 sponges. Wow.
What are we getting this cake? What?
I'm going to get it to you on Monday. I'm bringing it in on Monday.
Okay. Find out a way. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to find out. I'm going to figure out a way and we'll make this work.
Okay.
Maybe I'll have someone drop it off. I don't know. I got to figure this out, but I want you guys to taste it, and we'll do it. We'll do it live on the air.
Yum.
But and then Tom Cruise has that coconut cake. Remember that we did that story?
Yes.
That he gives all of his star friends every year.
Yes.
That's a different coconut cake. And then
is that recipe available?
Yeah. And then Ina Garten has a coconut cake.
Oh, I bet.
I made that one at Christmas. That is more dense.
Okay.
This is much, the one that I'm talking is much lighter. And then Stephanie Hansen from The Weekly Dish challenged me because I guess she herself has a legendary cake.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I just got a text message. You know how we're going to do this, Lex?
Okay.
I just figured this out. Mm. So here's a tease for Monday. Hello, Q. Q literally lives across the street from me.
Oh!
And he has a key to the house, so I'll just let him. He'll bring the cake into you guys on Monday morning.
Nice.
Oh there we go.
I'm so excited.
Fabulous. Thank you, Q.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, well, he doesn't know this. Peg, his mom, texted me this idea. So thank you, Peg.
Oh!
And Q, if you're listening...
Guess what?
This is the second time I volunteered Q for something before I've asked him. Remember, we did the ice cream, and now he's going to bring you coconut cake. He can have a piece. I don't know if Q likes coconut, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
But now I'm really excited for Monday because I can't wait for you guys to try this.
Oh. Yeah, yum. Yeah. We can't wait to try it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the hotel itself, they obviously get a report from their PR people because the hotel itself emailed me yesterday afternoon after hearing our segment.
What'd
and by the way, say? Q is our social media director, if I did not identify him, if you're new to our show. the Howell Kalani emailed. They heard the segment on the radio, and they sent me the official recipe.
Ooh.
I thanked them. I mahalo. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So,
is it different from what you found online, or
a little bit? Yeah. And by the way, Lex and Holly, when I bring this cake in for you for our taste test on Monday morning here on our show,
yes.
The only thing I ask is every other colleague can have a piece, but B. Arthur. I do not want.
We're not sharing with B. Okay.
We are not sharing right. with B.
I'll get my water bottle ready and I'll go.
Get spray bottle her. I don't want that hose beast anywhere near the cake. So she doesn't get any. No cake for you.
Okay.
So that's Monday.
Fun.
The legendary coconut cream taste test Monday right here on the show.
You know what say you guys? Cheesecake. Is it cake or pie?
Cake.
It is cake. I always thought it was pie.
What? Is this a debate?
It is a debate.
It's cheesecake. Cake.
Right. It still says cake, but it's kind of like pie.
Are you high?
No, I was wondering. I always thought everyone thought it was more like pie, but I know it says cake. And I'm not alone. This is a big debate going on TikTok right now.
Well, let's go back to Bea Arthur. She just texted the three of us.
Oh, no. She did.
She's listening. Just like Donna Valentine. Now we're in trouble with multiple colleagues.
We're getting in trouble today.
Amy Daniels writes to Alexis, Holly, and myself, who wants to be fired today? I guess she's getting some cake on Monday, Lex. Go ahead and give her some cake.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Go ahead and
give her a bite.
Cake. Yes.
Give one bite.
Yeah. Yep.
But no, Lex, cheesecake is cake.
Yeah.
Holly, right? Cheesecake is cake.
This is not up for debate.
No,
this wasn't even a thing.
No, Lex.
Yeah.
Do you think it's pie, Lex?
Well, I always thought it was more of like a pie consistency.
What? Right.
I know. I know cake is in it, but I feel like a cheesecake is more of like a tart. And when I think of a tart, I think of pie.
Cheesecake is its own thing. It's neither cake nor pie.
Oh, okay.
It's cheesecake.
Okay, so we can also argue that maybe it's neither.
Oh, Holly's right. You're right. It's
its own genre.
It's its own genre.
Mm-hmm.
Like rom-coms.
Yeah.
It's not a romance nor comedy. It's a rom-com.
Yeah, it's the Matthew McConaughey of dessert.
Ah. Okay, I can go for that.
Can you go for that?
Yeah.
It's the Nora Holly, it's the Nora Ephron of cake.
Absolutely.
Of desserts. That's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because with cheesecake, you don't have to always cook every cheesecake, right?
No. No,
is
we
that
don't.
Part of a cake that you need to bake it?
No, I don't think that's part of the... I don't think that's in the manual.
Yeah, what constitutes a cake, you know? Anyway, let us know what you think, guys.
I love that thought, Lex, though. When we come back, we're in trouble with Donna Valentine, and Donna Valentine will be here to yell at us
when we return. I'm screwed!
It's a familiar space for our show.
Yeah.
We're in trouble.
Oh, no.
It's usual.
And she's in the studio with me right now.
Oh, great. I'm so glad I'm at Fox. welcome back.
Wow.
No, just because I don't want you to yell at me in person.
Yeah. Love you.
Donna Valentine's here from Donna and Steve, or as the sign outside the studio says, Steve and Donna.
not anymore.
Yes.
Is that fixed?
I was gonna go
up to the lawyers for you. Welcome back to the show. So we played Ditch, Date, or Dabble a little bit earlier, and where listeners submit threesomes for Holly and Alexis and I to figure out who we would ditch, who we would date, basically marry, and who we would dabble, you know, smoochins. Yeah. And somebody submitted, because our listeners are naughty, submitted a list of colleagues.
Oh.
Lori, Julia, Donna Valentine. Who would we ditch? Who would we date? And who would we dabble with? And all three of us ditched Donna Valentine.
Yeah, you guys really know how to make a girl feel special. Nobody even wants to make out with me.
Well, Donna, the reason it's hi, it's us. We're the problem, it's us.
Yes.
Because honestly, you would hate us.
No, I don't buy this. I too pick the rotisserie chicken straight out of the container thing. But do you do it just in your underwear, Donna? I draw the line there. Okay, that's what I'm saying. I mean, when I heard the word, I'm learning stuff about myself. I'm like, I'm particular? About what?
I didn't know that about you either, but... Hashtag blame Dawn. That's what Dawn says.
Yeah, we're blaming Dawn. No.
I know what this is because my cabin, I have
cleaning.
Organized.
Right.
I have a binder that tells you where everything is
right.
in alphabetical order.
And your DVDs yes. and all of it. So we're, yeah. Okay.
Oh, and not just Dawn.
And
I don't want to lay Yes. Or, and Alexis, we've heard this too. I don't want to blame just Dawn. Hashtag blame Colin.
What's Colin because, have to do with this?
Okay, because Colin listens to all the shows more than anyone. Colin, and Colin really listens to Donna and Steve. And Colin knows Donna so well. And Donna, and well, Colin used to listen to Donna in her previous life. So Colin always jokes that he knows your rhythm and your voice, and he can always tell when you have a plan in mind and Steve takes you off an exit to like a country road.
Yep.
And then you're like on a four wheeler, and then
yep.
you, and he can tell by your voice that all you want to do is get back on the highway and you guys are off-roading it. So I have that in mind too, that you're a planner.
Mm, yeah.
Alexis, Holly and I are a mess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So listen, you put Steve on your show, and you too will have to be that person. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You just morph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to. Somebody has to take control.
Right. Yes.
Of things.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's
yeah.
Not me all the time.
No. I True. Know. I know.
So Did really. Like-
yeah. yeah.
Holly.
It's hashtag blame Steve.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We've gone from blame Dawn, blame Colin quickly,
yep.
and now blame Steve.
We're blaming Steve. Yeah.
We're blaming Steve.
I think Steve is here, too. I mean, like, if you...
Hold on a second.
Okay. If you compare anybody to Steve, you're going to seem like total type A all the way.
You know what? That is such a good point. That is really a good point.
Did you like I described him as Mountain Dew-ish? You yes. know what I mean? Like a little IV, just a little Mountain Dew-ish.
Oh, yes. A little.
Yeah.
That guy, I think there's like 20-something grams of caffeine in whatever it is that he really drinks.
Yeah, so yes. much caffeine, I can't find him.
Yeah.
Oh, can't find him.
He's getting an omelet downstairs.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, he is? Man. Oh, man.
Well,
okay. Okay. Now, Donna, here's where I'm really going to throw Lex under the bus
what?
Again. Yeah, I'm sorry, Lex.
She got in your ear.
Lex got in my ear. Oh, now we're hashtag blame Alexis. We've done a full circle. Because history will record, and Holly is the keeper of the annals of our show.
Oh.
History will record, Donna, I had you
yeah.
as date. I was dating you.
I was going to marry you.
I know. I was so happy. I was like, oh, that's so sweet. I feel special.
Well, I've always, you know that, I don't see you enough, and I always say that I've always adored you, so that's why I picked dating you, because I just think Lori would be, like, wild, you know what I mean, in an animalistic kind of way.
Yeah. The dabble. Yeah.
The dabble, yeah, yeah.
Well, I felt really good about myself, and then in the snap of a finger...
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Alexis ruined it.
Yeah. I was like, what?
No,
I didn't think there was any competition whatsoever. That's how confident I was until I found out all three of you threw me off the cliff.
Oh, man.
Okay, but Donna, let's take Holly's scenario. Now, we've picked on Alexis and me. Now, Holly. Holly gave a scenario. Now, Donna, what would you do if you walked in and Holly is standing in front of a refrigerator? And what would you say, Holly?
Picking that carcass. Ripping the rotisserie chicken carcass in my undies. Which happens.
Are we sharing this rotisserie chicken?
Oh, this all of a sudden turned into a Cinemax movie.
Yeah.
This is 9.5 weeks.
I think that I might have to retract and dabble with Donna now.
Are we all dabbling now?
I just felt really undabble-able.
Donna, no.
Well, now that we're going to pick that carcass together, Donna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My gosh. You guys, this is not a good game to play, by the way.
Not with colleagues. We're not doing that again.
Are you kidding me?
We filmed three seconds.
That's
fantastic.
I have no answers. I'm going to do all of them.
Does Daniel know that she got thrown off the cliff, too?
Oh, well, Donna, you know. B. Arthur, we wouldn't have a show if we didn't throw her under the bus daily. You know what I mean?
Right.
She knows.
Right. Yeah. She gets
sense. Good point.
Did you? You said, did you used to do this in your previous life? This version?
Well, just off the air, you know, putting colleagues on the spot about other colleagues, you know?
Yes, yeah.
It would be like,
I'm sweating.
Bullet to the head, or you have to bleep, bleep with so-and-so in accounting.
Well, yeah, Donna, you're right. What's great about it, we usually do this privately during Project Down and Dirty off times. You know?
Right. Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
all right, I forgive you.
Oh, God. We love you. We love you.
Thank you.
Well, the three of us would dabble with you anytime.
Yes.
So
even date now. You'd make us a better person.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, really okay, would. Now she's sucking up, Holly. Now listen to Lex. She's trying to... Thank you, Donna. We love you.
Thank you, guys.
Beautiful cabin. Oh,
okay,
my gosh.
Okay, Alexis. We're good. What, are you going to compliment the conditioner she uses on her hair?
Beautiful
next?
Conditioner. Beautiful face.
I love the magazine swatch of perfume that you rubbed on yourself today.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. You really ripped that one out of Better Homes and Gardens and just rubbed it all over yourself.
Oh,
I'm not answering another colleague question again.
Oh, Lex, we're doing this every week. I mean, it's eventually going to come up again.
Yeah. I'm mute.
Why don't we just dabble with everybody?
Let's dabble with everyone.
Oh man.
I think we survived that one though. I think she loves us.
Well, I was the one in the studio with her.
Oh, thank God.
Chit-chat before the break, they're like, is it
you're
still
good
snowing
at that, though.
Out there?
Lex, oh, please, you're great at that. I'm not good at that,
well,
so
we're
right, we're exactly
not
where
on
we
my game.
Be.
When she was like, you wouldn't do me, I'm like,
what a great way to end the show! What a great way. If you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
Yeah. You do you.
Have a great day and weekend.
We love you so much. We love everyone here.
Everyone.
We totally date and dabble with everyone. Bye for now.